Feeling really fly to right now.
It's time for you to earn your stripes, Johnny.
Take the money and run.
That was so hard. You can't die. You cheater. You can't die.
This is a wild game of survival. This is a wild game of survival.
We are live. Come here with a brand new Stir the Pod podcast show. I'm your host, Trevor, and tonight we are joined by Alex. Alex, how you doing tonight?
Yo, yo, yo.
And we're also joined by Andy. Andy, how you doing tonight?
What up, what up?
And we are here, episode, what are we on? Sorry, my mic. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, perfect.
Episode 14 recap show. Very Interessante episode. What do we think, Andy?
I mean, so let me preface this. I went to Target during
the episode. My God, are you kidding me?
Granted, I was AirPods and YouTube TV on my phone the whole time. So I was literally watching the entire time, but I took my Christmas wrapping to the next level by actually going out and doing something. But I'll tell you what, this is the best episode we've had all year.
Oh, come on. What about the best this season?
It's at least in that tier. It's in the top tier of this season. For me, it's number one of this year.
You're so
well, I mean, what do you guys think? Am I alone in thinking that? I actually thought this was a pretty decent episode.
Alex, your thoughts before I get mine.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
I'm in. I think best episode of the year. Look, we got a long way to go. Don't get me wrong. But it was a fun episode. It was. But, I mean, there's still so much fucking hinged on the definition of a prime number. Like, if Aesop would have pulled that out at the end somehow, I would not be happy in the slightest to go 6 weeks in a row. But we did get that. And the first half of the episode, I was kind of tuned out, expecting it to be another Groundhog's Day-esque episode. The second we got a tie in the voting, we'll get into all of that. I kind of looked up a little bit and said, now, wait a second. And then now it's like Godfather 3. I'm back in. So need to keep up the momentum, but definitely best episode of the year. I mean, it's not hard to say one of the best episodes of the season because the last fucking six episodes have been terrible. So, like, I don't know. It's better. It's better. Trev, what do you think?
Trev, you give your thoughts, and then I've got a question.
Well, I think Alex hit the nail right on the head. Like, the first 45 minutes of this episode was garbage. Like, the mini final, spoiler alert, garbage. Before, garbage. Goodbye streak, garbage. And now, it didn't get crazy until the tie. The tie was the moment that kind of just lit the firecracker in the house. And that's where I kind of, you know, it was very like me sitting back here. And then it was kind of like that meme, like where you start to like sit up a little, like once the tie happened. And then when Ed pulled that move of the double stalemate, then I was like, oh, I'm in. I'm back. This is the challenge. So I think the only thing I worry about with this statement, did we peak? Was this it? This little 45-minute, last 45 minutes, was this the last juice that we'll get the rest of the year? Because now we have no champs. We're done. We're in conquest or whatever it's called now. Was this 45 minutes? It's like you're in Call of Duty or whatever, and you got, like, you're reviving somebody. Like, this is the last – like, once you go down the rest of the game, you're done. The game's over. There's no more revival.
See, well, so
go ahead.
Get ahead. So I'll start with it because it also kind of bleeds into my question and also takes us further too. In terms of if we peaked or not, I don't really give a shit because we needed it. We were in limbo. Like, I think we just jumped out or jumped up two dreams. Like, we were a dead body in an ambulance and they had to hit the revive. So, like, to that same point, like, would it suck if you just go back to normal? Yeah, but we're alive right now. We were dead, like dead. So I'm totally fine with this being the peak, even if it means we dip from here on out. But this was my question that also leads into where I think we'll be better off. If Keyboard Smash won, would we still have the same taste about this episode? Because I do not think so. Secondarily, to your point, Trev, moving forward, knock on wood, someone's going home every fucking week.
I will say this, and I think the most important line from tonight's episode, CT said when he talked about coming back for season 40. I think that was the most important line said of tonight's episode. It just gave me another heartbeat. Like, you know, we're in limbo, we've been saying. And yeah, that was the only thing that kind of like, regardless if he would have gone home, just seeing CT back on a season is always great. Obviously, you guys know I'm not the biggest CT fan, but even tonight, hell, he looked like Jesus to me. Like, thank God he was back. And just the vibes too were right tonight. Did you notice what was after the challenge?
Yes.
Alex, do you know what was after the challenge?
What was it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we got a lot of questions, I feel like, floating around in the air now. But I feel like even if tonight's episode was the peak, I think the last episode that we had was the valley. It can't get any worse than that episode unless Aesop would have won tonight, but it didn't. So, like, to Andy's question, if Aesop would have beat CT, we would have been in the same thing, which kind of sucks because, like, this was a good episode, and I kind of tuned out for the first half of it. But part of that was because, like, we've grown accustomed to the ending. We go in with the same number of people. We end with the same number of people. So these episodes have been terrible. So, like, if I would have rewatched this knowing 100% that we lose somebody, I probably would have thought it was a little better. But we've just kind of been stuck in this weird spot. So even if this is the best point of the season, we have life. And, like, to another one of the points, I think, like, we're through chaos. We're into the third seed, whatever it is. And we're hopefully just losing people. TJ said in the preview, you know, we're losing people. The numbers are going to drop fast. So, like, next week, I think we're 100% certain to lose one person. I hope it's two people. I hope we get a purge soon where we lose 3-4 people in an episode because we still have 7 guys and 8 girls, which is just insane going into episode 15. But, like, let's start cutting heads. There's no scenario where, you know, they could be the champ and stay in. So, like, that scenario is off the table. So I think we have a decent shot of having a decent season to end.
Well, you kind of hinted at what I was getting to. Do we think there's going to be a purge? I think there is.
Yeah, I think there has to be.
I mean, Mikey the Doctor writes, I think they said they started with 24 people and now there's 15 people left and there's been 14 episodes.
So let's think about this. We think, what, 4 guys, 4 girls in the finale?
Mm-hmm.
So that means there's still 4 girls and 3 guys that are going home. So that would be 7 episodes with probably a 2-parter finale, which would be 9 episodes. And this was episode, what, 15?
Yes.
And hasn't it already been
spoiled? No, episode 14. Episode 14.
So I think we have one... I think we have one, maybe 2, where guy and girl go home.
I think they'll do like, I think they'll do next week because there's one more girl now. I think they'll do just a girl elimination, get rid of one girl, and then maybe that next week they just say we're getting rid of a guy and a girl. Or if they really want to drag it out, they'll go girl, guy, girl, and then do like a four-person episode where it basically sends us to the final.
Mike Doctor writes, Tej keeps bringing up the finale is close. I mean, he was saying that episode two. So, Adam Meadows writes, the only person I know that wants to take 15 all the way is Leo DiCaprio. Oh, geez.
That's the one you read, Trev?
I was reading the... I'm done. All right, let's talk about tonight's episode.
Let's do it.
Pre-challenge, no streak. We'll just skip over that part because now the streak is officially dead. Kind of before the daily, nothing really happened. Just kind of like gossiping, going around the house. You know, I don't think there was that much foreshadowing. Correct me if I'm wrong. what else?
There's nothing. Nothing was interesting.
First half of this episode was very Battle for a New Champ-esque, aka it was shit.
Yeah, I think we go to the daily, which I think we'll also zoom past.
Yeah, do you want to explain the daily, the little mini final?
Yeah, I mean it's the mini final, four teams of four. I feel like this has been a challenge staple for 10 seasons now. Where they do the mid-season finale. It's kind of just funny, though, even though it's kind of funny that we're doing it now, even though we had the same exact group of people a month ago. But we do the mini final, and they all have to pick up some sort of stick, carry it around through the jungle, go through the different checkpoints. There's puzzles. God forbid you do a challenge without a puzzle. You carry the pieces around. You solve puzzles. There's checkpoints. Just a classic challenge mini final. It was not interesting at all.
Was that your prediction for next week, or were you explaining tonight's?
No, that was my prediction for three episodes from now, the second.
Oh, okay. Okay. Cool.
I felt like this final would be something where, like, if you were babysitting someone, like some nieces or nephews or, like, just some young kids, you just say, hey, go outside, run around with a stick, pick up a bunch of things, and then come back to me. Just to, like, get them out of the house for, like, an hour or 2 hours. Just say like, go, just go. Like,
don't forget the timing part too. Oh, I'll time you.
Oh yeah. I'll time you when you get back. And then as they're coming back, 3, 2, 1. Oh, it was the closest finish ever. I mean, it's literally like the challenge is just babysitting us. Like, it's such a joke.
God. Ryan McCord writes, how has James and Mariah been on the same team for the last six dailies? We've said it multiple times. I think Tej, as soon as they walk up, Tej is like, you two, our team. And it's just like, it's lazy. It's so freaking lazy. Like, Alex and I love the old school, you pick your name out of a hat or out of the bag. I know Andy hates that, but anything else from this daily? Besides, did the orange team win?
Yeah, so I think the only notes that I took were basically the yellow team was in last place because Colleen couldn't cut it off. And so they go into, I think, the second to last checkpoint. Yellow team's in last. And that's the one where you have to count the number of squares, multiply it by 39. Can you imagine Corey and Nicole doing this one? And then the yellow team jumps everybody. They leave in first place. They go to the last checkpoint, which, stop me if you've heard this before, it's another puzzle. And they get the first check in. Tej, we need to check. Cut to commercial. They didn't get it. Orange team sneaks in. And then that's the team that ends up winning.
So, Kylan, and correct me if I'm wrong, Alex, was this the first time this season that Kylan was wearing the correct color with his shirt?
I think so, but then the rest of his team was wearing blue, right?
Yeah. I was like, what the hell? Like, can't they just get these guys like pennies so we know exactly what color? I mean, we had orange, we had turquoise, we had yellow. I mean, how many, like, how hard is it to just get a penny where they can wear?
I mean, CYO basketball can do that. And you're telling me MTV and Buna Murray can't do that?
I'm like, wait, they're on the same team? They're wearing two different shirts. God.
Are we, so question, because again, I think this is a very subpar daily, as I would say every one of them has been so far this year. Are we going to get trivia?
Didn't we talk about that last week?
Well, I mean, this was after the first half mid-season finale.
Wasn't the trivia last week or 2 weeks ago? Right? Wasn't there them asking trivia questions where they had to like lift?
Oh, you're fucking right. You're right. It was stupid. It was like you have to. There's a trivia question.
Two answers.
And one is more weight. The wrong answer is more weight. The correct answer is less weight.
I actually think that was my solo pod, now that I think about it.
I think it was.
Yeah. You happy he's not watching.
If that's trivia, that's a damn shame.
Yeah. And that's what I brought up in the pod. I said the fact that that was our trivia this year is a joke because it was less questions. It was literally because I think Mikey the doctor said, just make it true or false at that point. It's one or the other.
Yeah, I think that's a very good point that's just a joke of trivia, if that is their trivia, made by me, Andy.
I'm holding out hope that there is a real trivia, but I absolutely would not be surprised if that's what we get. Because I do feel like that's just another challenge staple that they've fucking taken from us the past few years. Not doing it as often, not doing it as smirkily. So we'll see.
Ryan McCord writes, speaking of solo pods, when's Adam's? Correct me if I'm wrong, Alex, but Adam's solo pod will be during the finale. We're guessing it's going to be like a 3-episode finale. So it'd be either the first episode or the second. We'll be together for the finale. But I think it's going to be part two or part one, right?
Yes, we won't know until we get through the conquest stage. I don't know what it is, but until we get through the last stage, but basically, yeah, like Trev said, I think whatever, if we can tell when the very last episode is, that'll be the main crew. And then one of probably the two episodes before that, that will be the solo pod because they'll probably be in the final challenge by then.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have to just see what happens.
I think we even saw notes from Adam Meadows today. Correct me if I'm wrong, Alex, right? Of he's already chalking it up. Supposedly he's getting some special guests line up.
We'll see.
He's all talk. So.
I think he's just taking enough notes so that he can just type everything into ChatGPT and then just kind of let that be the podcast and he's not even on the screen. So we'll see.
He'll act like he's doing a lot, and then he'll come on here, and it'll just be blah, 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 and then that'll be it.
He'll probably bring on that bitch, Fenway, right? Wesley Watch Meadows?
What's talk it called? About my bitch.
All right.
One more question about the daily before we move on, because I know I joked about it earlier. So I think the puzzle section, second to last puzzle section, was count the number of squares in this thing and then multiply by 39. The multiply by 39 part proved to be impossible for, I think, every single team. They literally just got to a number. I think they were able to think 390 and then just add 39 is what every team basically did. If you were to remove that part of the puzzle, and you don't have to actually multiply by 39 or multiply by any number, and if you were to just say, count the number of squares in this image, do you think they could do that? Do you think, and I know that sounds crazy just to count shapes like a toddler, but Corey and Nicole, we joke about this all the time. The first part of their puzzle was to count the number of triangles in the thing. And they would need to count squares, which I think some of them would have even a bit of a harder time because is that a square? Is it a rectangle? there's four sides on this. I don't know. Like, could they even count the number of squares on it?
No chance.
I think it would take an embarrassingly long amount of time. I think Teach would have to intervene.
Just, we're done. Wrap it up, crew.
We're done.
What do you think would last longer, Andy? Nicole and Corey trying to solve how many? 9 times 3. Or I'll give you 9 times 3 or the squares. Or Anissa stuck on the...
It's not even a question. Anissa would have died on that pole if she had to complete it to survive. She would have died.
But do you think Corey could survive 9 times 3? I don't think he could.
They could just count up to whatever, up to 27 until they get it right. It was a feat that she physically could not get over, and her body would have shut down. They say you can go, what, like 3 days without water? Unless they brought over like a water bottle, almost like how you feed like a hamster with like a little water bottle and the spout at the end. Unless they did something like that to her, she'd be dead in 72 hours.
I don't know how to respond to that. I mean, that's just out of control. Tee this man up. Alex, any thoughts?
I mean, I have no words.
You compared her to a hamster eating.
Just kind of sitting there, and then when she's tired.
All right, moving on.
Can you make it a milkshake?
Stop. All right, Alex.
So the orange team wins, and the winning team is Kylan, James's bitch, Mariah. And actually, I should rephrase that. James is clearly Mariah's bitch. Kylan, James, Mariah, and Michelle are the four winners, and TJ tells them that they have to pick a male to send in, and they, you know, they do their little huddle, and it's clear as day it's going to be Horacio because, you know, the numbers are against Kylan, and Kylan decides to say, you know, Kylan actually kind of did the smart thing in saying, like, there's probably no way that I'm going to talk them out of Horacio. And if I do Horacio, that means because I'm safe, they kind of have to turn on each other, which is basically what the next 20, 30 minutes of the episode turn into. So they pick Horacio, and because Kylan's safe, that leaves five guys up for elimination. Corey, Jay, Asaf, Emmanuel, and Ed. And that is all kind of guys in that alliance. And so I think the next 20, 30 minutes were not interesting, but we at least knew that there was five guys to choose from, and it ended up being between Emmanuel and Ed. They go to the club. Nothing good at the club. You had all the outfits, if they're allowed to be called outfits. No drama or anything. Again, like we said, first 45 minutes of this episode were not entertaining at all.
Have we had kind of like a big blow up at the club? Only one this season where Nerys threw a drink, right? Didn't she was the one who threw a drink?
No, I think it was Raven.
Raven?
No, Raven.
Honestly.
Threw it at Nerys.
Well, No. Melissa threw it at Raven.
Classic yeah. Mix up.
Honestly, Trev.
No, but like we just need more drama in the club. We need to spice it up.
The club's terrible these days.
It's awful. It's a basement. God. It's because we have these pussies in the house. Everyone's walking on eggshells at all times. It kind of was funny when CT's closing remarks were like,
yes,
one person's walking away with money, everyone else is walking away with memories. Like, so enjoy your time here. Like, I hope that was like an adrenaline shock to these idiots to think like, oh, wait, shit. We're also here to have fun. No one's having fun. Like, that was the best part about some of like the OG challengers, not even like the greats, but like the Tony Reigns's, the Leroy's of the world. Like, they were just, they were going to have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
No one's here to do that. The biggest argument you could make would be Ed, but that's only because he smiles. He's not having fun, but he has fun in confessionals. Like, and that's it.
I think, yeah, CT was great, and I think that was another great line from him. I'm glad he said that to him because it kind of just, like, hopefully just wakes everybody up. And I think he, even though he was there for maybe an hour, like, he probably was able to sense that, like you said, everybody's walking on eggshells. Nobody wants to look in this direction or say this name. And he is probably thinking about the 20 seasons that he's done where, like, he shows up and these girls are, like, dressed in purple because they want to support the purple team. And, like, they're cheering and they're, like, probably buzzed already when they get there. And, like, they don't give a shit what's going to happen. Like, that is when the challenge was fun. So I'm glad CT said that. And hopefully it kind of draws everybody back there to, like, I mean, Jay's fucking crying by the end of this episode. It's embarrassing.
I mean, you had CT and Teresa playing one-on-one stripping after every basket. That doesn't happen these days. And that's not something where the production said, like, hey, Horacio, or hey, Ed, we want you to teach a kung fu lesson. Like, that was just them, which we literally got this season. It was just the bunch of people wanting to have fun drinking and think like, oh, I played basketball in high school. Oh, I played basketball in high school. All right, let's go. Like, we don't even get like a resemblance of that anymore. And again, I think TJ can probably tell the only time people would be walking on eggshells was like, they know it's the last elimination before the final. Like, there are 8 people left and there are 6 people going. That's the only time where you would get this like awkward tension. But even then, they would compliment that by getting blacked out drunk and having a good time.
Yeah, we just don't see that. And it sucks. Like, are they just not feeding them alcohol anymore?
They just cast a bunch of pussies.
Whoa.
That's the problem. Andy, Michelle was talking about Survivor.
Andy, let me go this route with you. From this cast list, besides Ed from the Circle, we'll start out with the male. Who's your favorite male competitor on this season, besides Ed from the Circle?
Probably Horacio.
After Horacio.
All contestants?
Yeah, could be eliminated.
I don't even fucking remember who got eliminated. They're all probably the same for me.
And that's what I'm getting at. Like, season 40, I think you can only keep two males and like 5 females from this season. You got to clean house. You got to bring back the OGs for season 40. Like, I would almost rather see, and I don't know how you guys feel about this, the cast being a majority of, like, you know how they've been doing like the Challenge All-Stars? Just essentially that.
Go ahead.
I think they're going to try making 40 all champions. The exact opposite of this season.
So have the champion from this season compete with like CT. I can you even get that many?
I think they can figure it out. Especially because they'll probably cheat and they'll pull in the spinoffs. So they'll have like 2 or 3 guys or girls that won like Challenge USA or Challenge UK, all those seasons that Mito's watches. Like, I think they can pull it off with like having at least 75% like legit champions.
Well, does Champs versus Pros and Champs versus Stars, is like, didn't Tony win that season? Does he have a ring?
Can we get him back?
I've been saying it for years. Can we please get Tony Reigns back on the challenge?
Where were we at in the episode?
I don't know what you're saying, Alex, but let's continue with this conversation. Like, seriously.
I think they're going to call it Ultimate Champion. This was Battle for a New Champion. Next season's going to be Ultimate Champion. Over 40 fucking seasons of the challenge. All champs. Who's the ultimate champ?
How badass would it be? I wonder how many people it would be.
But that'll be flawed because Kenny won't be allowed, and he is the ultimate champ. Sorry, Trev.
Well, I was going to say, even if you count Kenny, how many people, like from season one to season 40, I guess, to season 39, how many champs are out there? How many people do you think have a title? Probably like 100?
I'd say like 108.
Was that like, do you actually know the answer?
I don't know the answer.
Oh, okay. That was very specific. I was like,
yeah, that's 95 to 108 ish.
Okay. Like, I'm like, could you imagine if they got every single person back who won? Like, how wild would that be?
I mean, that would just be wild.
That'd be wild.
I mean, I also like the idea, and I know Alex, Trev, and Mikey the Doctor have been saying for years, like, could you imagine if we had champs? The CTs, Kara, Darrell, Bananas, and we brought in for season 40, Fresh Meat 3. Unbelievable. I don't understand why Andy doesn't want that idea. You have such a good cast, and it's people that actually want to be on the show in for the season.
Yes. People who want to be on the show.
Alex and I have been saying it for years. I don't understand why. Wait, he actually left. Oh God. Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, we just need that. Oh, back from the Redemption House. He actually left. There he is. Because of that, we're keeping you down there. Now Alex is in control.
Whoa.
All right. Where were we?
Elimination or deliberation?
Alex?
Deliberation?
I think so.
Deliberation. So they go around. We all know that Ed from the Circle and Emmanuel are the two names. They go around, and for the first time this season, it ends with a tie, 6-6 tie. And so they decide to go around again. And basically what happens is Corey says that he's going to vote for himself as to not go through a tie again. The numbers kind of stay the same through the end, and Ed from the Circle has a chance to send Emmanuel straight into elimination by picking him. Instead, he picks Jay, another burn vote, to keep it at a 5-5 tie instead of a 6-6 tie. Keeps it at a 5-5 tie. Nobody knows what the fuck is going on. They end the deliberation in a stalemate, as they all like to say. Jay comes into the room. He's crying. And we have a tie. I mean, what do you guys think in terms of, like, nobody changing their vote aside from Corey burning on himself and then Ed basically kind of – like, he had a chance to save himself entirely, but he decides to keep chaos in the picture by voting in Jay.
I love the move by Ed from the Circle. I love the move, and here's why. He saves Emmanuel, and I think putting the – like, and I called Alex during this time because Alex was like, this is a stupid fucking move. I called you, too. You just didn't pick up.
Allegedly.
I called the chat.
You called the chat.
Yeah, exactly. Zip them up. essentially, Ed doing this move – and I always think when you give the power to TJ, TJ is going to go – he knows the two people that are already down there, so they're not going to be voted in. So I honestly thought from that moment, Ed from the Circle was safe. Did you think that, Andy?
No.
No, okay.
I actually thought it was going to be straight chaos. Because for months, we've seen a shot – of CT holding the spiky spoke. I called that out months ago. So then when it became, it's up to TJ, it was like, you've already shown us what's going to happen. See, me and Mikey on the same page.
In all seriousness, I kind of forgot about that shot because this whole season just blended together and I've just forgot about it.
It's not even that shot. They've shown it like seven times. It's like, oh, you didn't see that we spoiled this once. Let's spoil it again.
Also, and side note.
And again.
Also, side note. Again, I mean, that intern for MTV has to be fired. I mean, come on.
They tweet shit 15 minutes before it happens.
15 minutes. I mean, who's paying for this shit?
My goal for the end, before the end of the season, is to just get like, you'd think that one of the fucking, like some side producer of the show, some social media intern is like at least watching the show in real time. And they just like happen to notice like, hey, you know, I know it, you know, it's Thursday morning. We're back in the office. Like I noticed last night when the challenge was on, like our account has these tweets triggered out like 15 minutes before it happened. Should we, you know, check in on this? Like, my goal is to just draw enough attention to it to get it fixed because it's just absurd. It's not surprising, but it is absurd.
Well, I think what I don't understand, Alex, is exactly what you just said. The meetings, like they have to be meeting, right? And be like, okay, let's check out the ratings from last night's episode. Oh, another episode down in the dumpster. Like they got to be talking, right?
I don't know.
Because then it's like, all right, Johnny, let's get our tweets up a little bit tonight. Maybe we tweet two things instead of one thing tonight. You know, I just feel like
bananas.
I just feel like BME has literally given up this season.
They have.
Like, they literally showed us CT how many times before tonight? Like, wouldn't the season be so much better if we didn't know CT was coming?
And yes. The thing is, I think if the first six episodes had somewhat decent ratings, then they would have kept it a secret.
God, they tweeted on episode one we knew CT was here.
Yeah, but I guess we didn't know exactly when he was coming. If we got to this last episode, we would have known that it was him. But they've also been spoiling things for a while now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, elimination. CT walks out. And then correct, how did CT choose Aesop? I think I missed that part.
He said something along the lines like, I don't know you or I don't have a relationship with you, but there's no way that's the only guy.
Well, so, I was thinking about this. So I think, so CT comes out and they tell him that he has the fucking spoke or whatever, and it's chaos. He can pick anybody. He tells Horacio right off the bat, you know, he does the old, you know, I always made it almost to the end, and then I would lose, and so they daps him up. Horacio says something that I couldn't even make out because I think he was so nervous to be just in CT's presence. So he kind of eliminates Horacio, leaving the remaining guys. So Jay, Aesop, Corey, Ed, and Emmanuel. And I was thinking about it. CT's when CT was on Double Agents, so like his second most recent season, Ed, Emmanuel, and Corey were all on it. They were all on it. And so he did know them. And I guess he knew Jay from Total Madness, but he knew Asaf from Total Madness too. So he had, like, it doesn't seem like it's true, but he had done a season with all five of those guys. He kind of ruled Jay out, and then the other three remaining guys he had all done a season with on Double Agents, so that left Asaf.
Andy, what did you think about the move, calling in Asaf? Like, I know, and this might be a good time to explain your episode of last week for this week, because you called CT walking out, calling in Jay. But what'd you think?
You know, Trev, I was getting a little nervous. There hadn't been a scenario yet tonight where you've asked a question to one of us and then you've given an answer, and then you sure enough checked that box. But I kind of like it. I mean, it was one of those deals where he could call in anyone, and I think he would have beat him. And Asaf just – if you're looking at those guys, who do I think I can beat? Asaf just looks like an idiot. And he proved it because he didn't even know what a prime number was. Like, Ed is big guy, just like a fun-looking guy. Don't want to call him in. He didn't want to call in Jay because he beat him last time. Amon All looks dangerous. I mean, Corey kind of looks like a little bitch, but Asaf looks like a little idiot. So
I think that's a good call. I think so. We were talking about the episode as a whole. Like we said, when there was some drama in the voting, I think we all realized that there was a potential for a good episode here. I think once we got to this point where CT was about to pick somebody, I think had he picked Jay and beaten Jay, that's the best outcome from that point. We all would have been happy to see Jay's little bitch ass go home. I think we got the second best thing. I think seeing Asaf go home in his place, I think was the second best thing. Like, if we would have seen like Corey or Emmanuel go home, that's fine. Like, we would have been still saying that it was a good episode, but little Asaf is like right next to Jay. He's his number one, as they always say. So I think we wish we could have gotten Jay sent home, but this was the second best thing.
Yeah. I mean, Asaf is literally bloodlines, bananas with, who was it? Jamie, the puppets. I mean, that's the definition of Asaf. So hope to see you never. He sucks. Jay sucks. The end.
And we got a good Jay cry out of it.
Yeah, what a baby.
Yeah, everybody was crying. That's so fucking stupid. These people fucking suck.
Worse.
If you're crying over Asaf getting sent home, you need to go see a therapist.
And never come back on the show.
And dial whatever number MTV has on the commercials.
All right, anything else from tonight's episode? Well, boys, I will say this. We have officially made it through chaos. Congratulations. We're on our last...
Now no one can take any more of our money.
God. You think they're going to be able to get more money or no? Or
no.
I don't know.
No, I think we're at, what is it, like 340, even though like after episode one, the preview said every contestant fighting for $500,000.
All right. Well, let's get into some segments. What do we got tonight?
All right, first segment we got tonight is going to be This Day in Challenge History. So I'll be honest, I don't have a good trivia question. All right, let me just ask you this. So on This Day in Challenge History, 24 years ago, this season debuted. Can you name this the name of the season?
24 years ago?
Yeah.
So that
Real World Road Rules, The Challenge, Inferno.
I'll say this. The Challenge 2000. I think it was called that. I think it was like something 2000. Challenge All-Stars 2000?
Real World Road Rules, The Challenge 2000.
Yes. Okay.
I remember 2000
yes, was it. Your two answers combined were correct.
I mean, that's the alliance. Oh, come on.
But let me ask you this. There's no chance anybody in the chat would even know this. Can you name, so there's Challenge 2000, season 3, first episode. Could you name the host of it?
Dave Mira.
No.
Did that guy only do one season?
What about The Miz? Didn't The Miz host early too?
Mosley. He did host early. Mosley. No, it was a reunion show. Mark Long?
No, it was a female. It was a female. Her name is Gladys Sanabria. Like I said, I knew nobody was going to get this. Just an absurd thing that 24 years ago, somebody named Gladys Santa was hosting the challenge. I'm trying to see. Yeah, I don't want to get into any This Day in Challenge history for next week. But yeah, 24 years ago, season 3.
How do you spell that last name?
Sanabria. Sanabria.
I'm trying to get a photo or something. I don't.
All right.
Should we just search her name and I can't find. I don't.
I mean,
know.
I don't.
I don't think she. I don't think she was like an actress or like did other stuff. She just randomly hosted season 3.
Interesting.
No, she was on. Road Rules Latin America and was on Battle of the Sexes and had 2 daily wins. She's part of the Boston Alliance with CT and Kara. She's kind of the OG.
I thought you just said she was on the Real World Latin America.
She was on Battle of the Sexes too. Being the first road ruler sent home early after she kicked Abe's ass.
Love that. What season of Real World? I have parallels up right now.
Latin America?
I got to pause. Ethan Hunt.
She was the first contestant to compete on a challenge season while pregnant.
Wow.
Paving the way for
Melissa. Whoa. She is followed by, so all these people were pregnant as well. Robin, okay, Melissa, Liv, Natalie, Bettina, Casey, and Amber Borzotra. That's probably Amber B.
That's Amber B.
That's her last name? Jesus Christ.
Well, now it's whatever Chauncey's last name is.
Casey was pregnant on a season?
Casey who?
Like from wasn't Casey?
What season of the Real World was she on? Like,
oh, I think Casey was pregnant on All Stars.
Say that again, Trev.
Do you have the season number
of it was Battle of the Sexes? I don't know.
Yeah, what season was that? I don't even know if they have the challenge on Paramount Plus that far.
I don't know.
Oh, well. All right. What other segments we got tonight?
All right. Just a real quick rapid fire one here. It's called The Last Time. And what this segment is specifically for is the last time that we had somebody eliminated from the challenge, because it's been 5 fucking weeks. On December 13th, we are now at January 17th. So it's been over a month. So the last time we were here recapping an episode where somebody got eliminated, Nick Saban, Bill Belichick, and Pete Carroll all had jobs. The college football playoff and no bowl games had taken place. And the number 2 seed in the AFC were the Miami Dolphins. So just some fun little things. That's how long it's been.
Trying to think of something else. I feel like we're missing something.
I tried to look at new stuff, but it's mostly like people dying, celebrities dying. So I didn't want to bring that energy to the pod.
Blank was still with us.
Yes. December 13th. It's been over a month.
That's bananas.
Actually, let me see. I'll give you guys one more trivia question.
Ryan McCord writes, can we get pole position back? I like that right now.
I am at that.
Let me ask you guys this.
Or not.
Who was the last person to get eliminated?
That's easy.
Melissa?
No. Last person to get eliminated was Asaf about 20 minutes ago, 45 minutes ago.
Before him.
Well, it's probably got to be a guy based on the numbers. I don't know. It's not Melissa?
No, Melissa was correct.
What the hell?
I was waiting for
Trev. Alex, is it Melissa?
Trev's answer.
Alex, is it Melissa?
No. We're doing
I got that immediately.
We're doing MVP LV.
So what about pole position?
What about it? Mariah, she's on a pole every Friday.
All right. MVP LVP time on that note. You guys know what to do. All right. MVP LVP first list that we get will be the order of tonight's MVP LVP. Andy, Trev, Alex from Ryan McCord. Andy, you're first.
I'm torn between two here. But I'm going to give it to... I'm going to give it to my guy... Trev's guy, our guy, Ed from the Circle. Ed was somehow went from being one of the two names that was almost guaranteed to go into the sand, and he didn't go, and he's safe in a number of the alliance that he's technically part of, but like people are starting to question everything, is gone. So I think Ed pulled a phenomenal move, like Trev mentioned earlier, about then burning his vote after Corey burnt his. And it paid off. And he's safe, and Amana Al is safe as well, which is who Ed was kind of also trying to protect. So Ed's my guy, and he had a great, great episode tonight.
Great pick. Great pick. Our guy, Ed from the Circle. Love that. My MVP tonight – feel like I could go two routes, but I'm going to go from the person who saved us from limbo, rescued us, gave us a nice little heartbeat again. And I'm going CT. I'm going CT for my MVP tonight. And it's funny because, like I said, I'm not a huge CT fan, but he revived me. He brought me back. He's why we've been speaking for 53 minutes and we haven't hung this computer up yet. He's the man. He saved us. Thank you.
Alex. That's a good pick. That's where I was going to go. Because I can't go CT, I'm going to go with Kylan. And he's just like slowly been growing on me in terms of like just not standing for all of the little pussiness that 95% of the cast has been giving us. And he kind of got Norris and Olivia to switch sides a little bit. So instead of giving it to them, I'm just going to go with Kylan for my MVP.
Good pick.
Yeah, I agree. Go ahead.
I agree. Kylan went from being someone who was kind of in the shadows the whole time to kind of leading this revolution against Lil Bitch Boy Jay. And I'm here for it.
Good pick. LVP, who you got?
Well, speaking of Lil Bitch Boys, I'm going to go with Lil Bitch Boy's former partner. I'm going Michelle. I know there's a lot of great options tonight. I'm letting everybody else take them. I'm going Michelle because she and other people all pissed me off tonight. And she is just so entitled. And it's kind of like, it's funny because we've talked before on this episode, we've seen the castmates talk about it, how they are surrounded by all non-champions. Horacio, I think, said it tonight. Like, I know why all the champions don't like Jay and Michelle, because they play this way. And like, I feel like in past seasons, Jay and especially Michelle have been like fun little, like under the radar, like I like rooting for them, like people aren't expecting them. And now if you flip the script like this season has done, and they're sort of the top dogs, they fucking suck. They're so annoying. They think everybody owes them everything. So I'm just going Michelle. She's just pissed me off tonight. She used to be entertaining and like bad to watch, and now she's just annoying. So I'm going Michelle.
Well, she's the worst. And one thing that pissed me off, Trev, I'll let you go. It looked like you might have had something to share. But just another little comment on that. When they were started deliberation, like after the daily, or no, sorry, after deliberation, when she threw her little hissy fit to Nerys and Olivia of, oh my gosh, you increased the chances of Jay going in. Bitch, you voted in Horacio. You're talking to Nerys and Olivia. That's their number one guy. You literally just voted him directly in, and you're getting mad because we increased the chances of him going in? Suck a dick.
She's acting like Jay is fucking like Jesus. Like, yes. Nobody can touch him. Nobody can talk to him. Nobody can, you know, increase his chances of going in. Shut the fuck up. You've never done anything on the challenge.
All I was going to say was, with Michelle, has anybody lost more stock than her on this season than her?
It's either her or Jay. I kind of like Jay going into this season.
You're part of Jay's alliance still? And that's why Jay's my LVP for that.
You just asked who's lost stock. Last week I said he was right above Fezzi in my least favorite characters, and now I said he's arguably lost the most stock. What are you talking about?
It's all right. You were boys with him. It's cool. Just poking the bear. Relax. My LVP's for baby Wawa, Jay. I mean, I've always hated Jay. He adds to the list. You know, some of us in this chat likes Jay. But I hate Jay. He sucks. Me and Alex, you know us, PB&J, our LVPs will go together.
So are you Jay and Alex is PB, and now you're on the J train? I don't understand your analogy.
I'm PB.
So Alex is Jay.
Yes. He's a big Jay guy.
What? God, I mean, two great picks. Jay and Michelle both fucking suck. And I think both of them have earned at least a spot for me of I never want to see them again. Ever.
Wow.
And Jay deserved to get bitch slapped tonight. He really did.
Didn't you like Michelle at the start of the season too? I think the correct term was bad.
She was bad. And now I don't even think she's bad anymore, because they show her on screen, then she opens her mouth and it's like, what the fuck are you doing? Just stop talking. You're the worst.
Go ahead, Andy. Round us out, LVP.
This one's tough. I'm going to give my LVP to elementary schools. It was clear that shapes and prime numbers are just somehow not a topic anymore. Those were the detriment of the daily and of the elimination. This is elementary school knowledge we're talking about right here. You didn't have to go to Harvard to figure this out. You just had to get on the bus and go to school. And it's failing us. So I've got to give them my LVP, even though I know there are many more out there. But my LVP for tonight is going to be elementary schools.
Wasn't there correct me if I'm wrong. I just haven't seen it. I'm trying to think of the song in my head. School of Rock. Wasn't there a song on Prime Numbers? Or was that just a magic number? He didn't say prime in the song.
I remember the magic number piece.
Yeah. For some reason, I thought prime was in there too. I don't know. It just gave me that vibe for whatever reason.
God. Those were good picks.
Anything else from tonight's episode?
My one honorable mention for my, well, I guess LVP, my honorable mention was Aesop, just because he sucks and we get him out of our lives. My honorable mention for MVP was going to be the number 39, because it was actually the number, the final number in both puzzles tonight, in the daily and the elimination. So I was close to pulling the trigger on 39, but that's just my honorable mentions for tonight.
Whew. Anything else? Nothing.
I think there's a glimmer of hope here. It's small, but I think it's there.
See, I would argue we're in the end game now. Like, I don't see it, Alex. I'm sorry.
We got a heartbeat.
Yeah, no, I think we were brought back to life. Like, I think it's like we're back, but I don't know if we can be back.
I don't think we'll ever be back. But I think next week we can actually reasonably expect somebody to get sent home.
Yes.
Which we haven't been able to say in over a month.
And I also think that people are starting to get fed up with Jay and Michelle's little bullshit, which I think drastically helps any given episode.
Yes. Get them.
So we all agree. We hope those two are the next clowns gone, right?
Yes.
Yes. Ideal situation for next week is Michelle goes home and something's wrong with Jay's harness and he breaks his fucking leg.
That was sponsored by Andy only. That was not by us.
I'd happily take that sponsorship. He's a little bitch.
All right. Well, on that note, thank you guys for listening to a brand new Stir the Pod podcast show. I've been your host, Trevor. You can follow us on Twitter at Stir the Pod. You can follow us on Instagram at Stir_the_pod. Thank you guys. Love you guys. Shout out Duffy.
Bye-bye. Bye.